Overall, about what fraction of patients do you expect to be labeled as high risk?
We estimate that about 40% of the population of stage 2 patients will fall into that category. It is an important point. We need to track the patients very carefully as they enter the trial to make sure that we have predicted correctly, because if the ratio is incorrect, we may have to amend the study to more accurately reflect the patient population we're seeing. But based on past work, that is the expectation.
Now, what exactly is the entry criteria, any stage 2?
This trial is designed for patients with T3N0M0 disease or T4N0M0 disease. So it certainly is a trial available to the overwhelming majority of stage 2 patients in the United States. And we are also hopeful the NCI of Canada will participate. And this population represents over a quarter of all newly diagnosed colon cancer patients. So it's a sizable number of people. And I think given the lack of certainty as to the overall benefit of adjuvant therapy for this group, I think this trial is important because at least it's making an attempt to look at subsets of patients who may really have the most optimal benefit from an intervention, and thereby sparing individuals who are at very low risk from receiving potentially toxic treatment.